Democrats vying for their party's presidential nomination have been taking turns formally announcing their candidacy. The latest to do so is former Illinois Senator Carol Mosley Braun, the lone woman and one of two African Americans in the race. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Carol Mosley Braun has been running for months, but this morning in Washington, D.C., at Howard University, a historically black school, she made it official.
I have the experience, the ability, and the ideas to heal and renew America. In all of my public service, I have broken down barriers, built bridges, and brought people together to achieve solutions that put the public interest first.
Mosley Braun stunned the political establishment just over a decade ago when she won her Senate seat during what was called the Year of the Woman. Speaking to NPR, Mosley Braun says she's ready now to break another political mold.
You know, the hidebound tradition says you have to be white, male, and rich to be president of the United States. I think that the meritocracy and the promise of America is best revealed when you can be president of the United States because you're qualified and you're competent and you have an idea and a platform and a vision that the American people can embrace.
Her vision for the future, says Mosley Braun, would be an American renaissance. During her months of campaigning, she's called for boosting federal funds for school construction, has been an advocate of universal health care, and like today, has promised to balance the federal budget. While she criticizes President Bush's record on the economy, national security, and Iraq, she touts her experience as an elected official who's held local, state, and national offices. She points to legislation she authored while a senator, which increased funds for school repairs, and to her efforts to expand pension benefits for women. However, controversy over finances and other matters overshadowed her accomplishments, and in 1998, Mosley Braun narrowly lost her reelection bid.
We really are putting together a grassroots effort with the Seabiscuit campaign. We're just gonna...
On the campaign trail, Mosley Braun displays the charisma that made her a hit at the start of her political career. Even so, she struggled to build a fundraising network and finds herself back in the pack of most voter surveys. Alice Palmer, who showed up at a Chicago Women in Government luncheon where Mosley Braun spoke last week, says she's definitely a supporter, and not just because Mosley Braun is a woman.
It's a question of someone who brings the experience, the intellect, the thinking, and the breadth to this candidacy that is not just being a woman, although being a woman adds a certain panache to it.
Last month, leaders of the National Organization for Women and the National Women's Political Caucus endorsed Mosley Braun and promised to raise money for her among their members. Democratic pollster Celinda Lake says that will help, along with Mosley Braun's current focus on women and African Americans.
When you think about Democratic primaries being 56% to 58% female, and then you think about several of the states having a very substantial African-American proportion, particularly in the primaries like South Carolina and Michigan, these primaries are wide open and any of the candidates can emerge.
While some supporters say they're just happy to have a woman in the crowded Democratic field, Mosley Braun insists hers is not a symbolic effort. She says she believes America is finally ready to elect a female president. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.